Welcome back.
Hello.
It's 30, Dirty, and Dying, bitch.
Whoa.
Starting off strong.
Well, I wanted to, you know, pay homage to Brittany.
Millennial Chaos. Welcome back to the show. It's your favorite millennial podcast. I'm Clarissa.
I'm Courtney.
And we're getting through our 30s with millennial nostalgia, chaos, dark humor, and everything else that we're using to get through. And maybe you are too. So if you found us, hopefully that fits your vibe.
And hopefully you stay.
Today, we're going to play a game.
We love games.
We do love games. So I had this idea to play, do you remember the board game Guess Who? With the little flippies.
I remember the board game Guess Who.
Yes. So I thought it would be fun to play Guess Who, but with millennial pop culture figures that we both know, or mostly know, and that most millennials, I think, regardless of where you fall in the millennial timeline, you probably are at least somewhat aware of. These are celebrities, except for like a couple of fictional characters, but mostly real people. And I tried to keep it within like the early to mid-ish 2000s is roughly where we are. There are a few outliers, but that's the era. That's the sweet spot. So I literally made game boards.
I love it. You'll have to post pictures.
Oh, I will.
For the Insta.
I definitely will. Also, I had to go on Amazon to find the original Guess Who, because the one they sell in Target now is like Guess Who 2.0, and the board is totally different, and I guess the gameplay is different. They have this weird thing on the top, and I don't know, but I was like, I don't know how to do this. I had a big old person moment. I was like, because I was just going to get it at Target, and I was like, yeah. I don't even know how to do this. Like, I don't know what this is. I don't know how I'll customize it, so fucking no. So yeah, I had to go on Amazon and find the original one. It wasn't that hard to find, but
yeah.
And I was just like, I mean, maybe it's the same game, maybe it's only just slightly different, but it feels,
yeah, I mean, it's the same gameplay. It just, you don't flick them down.
Yeah,
you like,
I guess. But then when I got this one on Amazon, on the box it says original pictures and gameplay, so I do think, ooh, it's slightly different,
maybe.
Which, no hate, just
hate.
Hey, we're gonna do this a ridge.
Because that's all we know.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. I like short-circuited when I was trying to figure out how I was gonna do what was in my head. You know, millennials can't figure it out, we're cringe, whatever. We're gonna play a game today.
I did, speaking of millennials and cringe, I saw a TikTok.
I thought you were gonna be like, I looked in the mirror.
No.
Okay.
Ha ha, you got me. No, I was watching a TikTok and the girl is just like, guys, we're healing. No one said spoopy for Halloween. And I'm like, did millennials do that? I never did. I think it's stupid.
I vaguely remember it being a thing. I always hated it, but I vaguely remember it.
Who says spoopy?
Hopefully no one else.
Spoopy pooping.
Well, so should we jump into back in time so we can get to
flipping? Yeah, what year are we doing?
Back in time. All right.
So 2002. Oh.
Something good.
This was a good year for music. I know we usually end with music, but this was a good fucking year for music. Okay, I'm just gonna, we're going off. This is what was hitting the charts.
Okay.
How You Remind Me from Nickelback.
This is how you remind me of what I really am.
Hot in here, Nelly.
It's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes.
Oh, you take my clothes off.
I changed the lyrics to cold in here.
Oh.
It's getting cold in here, so put on all your clothes. I am getting so cold, I want to put a coat on.
I love that. Also, Dilemma by Nelly and Kelly Rowland.
Is that the one where she's in Excel?
Yeah.
She's texting in Excel.
Yeah.
Nice.
I love that. I love that song. I love that video, too. Nelly really had a big old moment. I remember I had the cassette tape of his album, Nellyville. I also had it on CD. I got it on CD later, but I had the cassette tape. My mom got it for me, probably right around 2002.
Nice.
Yeah. She was really surprised when she picked it up, and it had a song also called Pimp Juice on it. But I listened to the whole thing, so whatever. My mom was one of those people that, like, was really weird about when I got into, like, rock music and, like, metal and, like, that. But she would, any like, rap or hip-hop CD or music I wanted, she just didn't even think one thought about it.
Which is crazy. I would think opposite.
Yeah, because the language is more normally explicit, worse,
yeah.
But, she was like, well, they're not talking about the devil, so I guess it's fine.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I was raised on the whole Biggie Tupac situation, which now, who even knows? I mean, we all know it was allegedly, whatever. Complicated by Avril Lavigne.
I have to go and make things so complicated. See the way you're acting like you're somebody else gets me frustrated. A life's like this, you fall and you crawl and you make and you break what you get and you turn it into honesty. You promise me you're never gonna find you faking. No, no, no.
1,000 miles.
And I will walk.
No. Jesus Christ.
And I need you. And I will walk 500.
No. If I could just hold you tonight. Why can I only picture Terry Crews, though?
Oh, because
that's the only thing I can. I'm sorry, Vanessa Carlton.
It's just Terry Crews.
That's
now.
His song now, you know? What else? Came out in 2001, but The Middle by Jimmy Eat World.
Just take some time, little girl, you're in the middle after a while. Everything will be just fine. Everything will be all right. On Guitar Hero World Tour, I love to play that on the drums.
Ooh.
That was my drum song.
I could totally understand why, now that you say that. I didn't know that NSYNC and Nelly did a collab song called Girlfriend.
I'm not your girlfriend, baby.
Doubt it. I doubt that's it.
Not your little sex toy.
Oh, Soak Up the Sun.
I'm gonna soak up the sun. Speaking of 303.
Yeah.
Guess who's going to Warped Tour?
Are you fucking serious?
VIP, baby!
Oh my god! Can I go?
I only got 2 tickets.
Oh, sad. Can you put in your backpack?
Yeah.
Get a big backpack.
backpack. All the stuff that's loaded up with things and knickknacks, too.
Yep. Oh, that's so good. You know, honestly, I say I want to go, but I couldn't survive it.
That's why he got VIP. Because he knew I couldn't survive it otherwise.
No.
It's air-conditioned bathrooms.
Oh, good for you.
VIP.
Soak up the sun.
You want to know more about 2002?
Yeah, please. Sorry.
Okay. Halle Berry became the first black actress to win the Academy Award for Best Actress.
I know. She won it for Monsters Ball, which I did not love that movie, but she did well in it. Like, she totally deserved the award.
Ben Affleck was People's Sexiest Man Alive.
I don't get that. But that's when he was, wasn't that when he was with J-Lo the first time?
Mm-hmm.
It was really all happening for him.
Justin Timberlake, Thirst Trapped on the cover of Rolling Stones.
It's just Rolling Stone, by the way.
Oh, I add S's to things.
You do. I've noticed that. You're like, it needs to be plural. I wouldn't call that a thirst trap. But you know, honestly, I have nothing against Justin Timberlake.
I do.
I have no strong feelings.
You have no opinion about how he treated Britney Spears? Because that's also when they officially broke up.
We've talked about this before. I'm not saying he did good things, but I'm just saying, like, I'm not going to vilify someone for being a shitty boyfriend at 19 or 20.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and now if this was a pattern, and if we find out it's a pattern, and he's been a shitty husband to Jessica Biel, and we find out all these things, sure, okay? But from what I know, I'm not saying he's great, I have no need to be like, you suck, ramen head. I have no strong feelings. And, you know, but he was never, like, one of my favorites in NSYNC. No problem, but it was always, like, Lance Bass, J.C. Chazet, even Joey fucking Fatone.
I love Joey Fatone.
I do, too, now. More now.
More now.
But looking back, I was like, man, look at you with your red hair. He did, like, the bright red crimson hair. He really, really
killed it. I think I'm more attracted to his type now, you know?
Now, yes.
Like,
I would
the
say
dad
yes.
bod type of, like, funny.
Yeah, he's funny. He's always, like, had that more... like
fun personality.
Yeah, and I appreciate it more now than I did then.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Michael Jackson caused an international controversy after he dangled Prince Michael II off the balcony of
Blanket.
His hotel room. Blanket!
I guess. Yeah, I remember that.
The Anna Nicole show premiered on E!
No shit, really?
Yeah.
Huh. I did watch that a good bit.
Me too. Oh, shit.
What?
Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Oh, those were all the rage.
I was more Pokemon gal.
I never had Yu-Gi-Oh. I loved Pokemon.
I didn't have Yu-Gi-Oh cards, but I watched Yu-Gi-Oh.
I watched it sometimes. Like, if it was on the Saturday morning cartoon block, I would sit and watch it.
I watched Yu-Gi-Oh more than I watched Pokemon. I didn't really watch Pokemon.
I watched Pokemon, but with the cards, I was a hipster purist. I was a Pokemon purist, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? But I remember a bunch of, like, the boys in my classes, like, loved Yu-Gi-Oh! So I got hip to the show. Ooh. And the cards.
The Eminem Show was the biggest selling album of the year.
Oh, hell yeah.
Selling 7.6 million copies.
Absolutely. As it should have. You want to know some shows that came out?
Yeah.
George Lopez Show. Just that...
Dun, 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 dun.
The Lowrider song?
Yeah.
Lowrider. Kim Possible? Yep.
What's Sitch?
What I Like About You?
What I Like About You! You really know how to dance, right?
Yeah.
I liked that show. I liked it too. I really enjoyed it.
It was fine. It was a good show. I was okay with it. I mean, it wasn't like my favorite and I doubt it would hold up, but at the time I remember watching it and liking it. I wonder if
it's streaming anywhere.
I don't know. That's a good question, actually. Yeah,
because I might want to look it up and like watch it.
Yeah.
YouTube, Apple TV, Fandango at Home, and Amazon Prime.
American Idol.
Oh, shit.
And you want to talk about the beginning of a phenomenon.
Phenomenon.
It was such a big deal.
Feminomenon.
My Life as a Teenage Robot.
I loved that show.
I did too, actually. I kind of forgot about it, but I really liked it. The Bachelor.
Oh, shit.
Started it all.
I never watched that.
We watched it a lot. Like, it was one of those reality, like, that we would sit down together as a family and fucking watch.
See, I watched the Anna Nicole Smith Show with my mom.
We did that, too. But we would sit down and watch the like, you know, it was, like, the prime time.
Yeah.
On, you know, ABC or NBC or whatever.
And yeah, because we only had, like, 10 channels.
Yeah, I mean, we would sit down and watch, like, whatever was on TV, mm-hmm. like, as a family a lot.
Isn't that
like,
crazy?
Yeah. It is. But yeah, we like watch the nightly news, Entertainment Tonight. My mom liked Entertainment Tonight. And then whatever show was on that night. And how it was back then was like every night was its own like primetime show. So mm-hmm. like on, I don't know, Mondays, it was like, we're watching American Idol. On like Wednesdays, we're watching The Bachelor. Like, just because it was on TV. And reality TV was really taking off. Let's see what else. Codename Kids Next Door.
Shit. I love that show too.
Yep. The Adventures of Jimmy Neutron. Boy, a genius. And What's New Scooby-Doo?
Huh.
Lazy Town. Really like that.
Oh my gosh.
CSI Miami. Another like kind of. I didn't either, but it started. Like, it
I never watched deal. CSI.
I didn't either, but people fucking love that shit.
Did you look up movies?
Oh my god, Ghost Ship.
No shit. I can't believe I forgot. Well. It's only the best movie ever.
The live action of Scooby-Doo.
That is that like the best movie
That's a
ever.
Great movie. The Ring.
Oh.
That's The Grudge.
Oh, fuck. Whatever.
Wow, way to go. Spider-Man. Tobey Maguire.
Ugh. Yep. The best Spider-Man.
Signs. Harry Potter, The Chamber of Secrets.
I just watched it!
28 Days Later. 8 Mile. What would you do if you had one shot?
One opportunity.
Seize everything you ever wanted.
One moment.
To capture it?
To let it slip.
Lilo and Stitch.
Blech.
Love it. Shut the fuck up. Ice Age. I remember seeing that in theaters.
Life.
I don't remember that. I remember going to the theater, and it was Ice Age. I remember it was this boy. We had like a crush on each other. It was like a school trip. They let us go to the movies, but they gave us popcorn, and it had the little like dinosaur toy. You know, the little like kids things. Mm-hmm. And we shared a popcorn, and our hands touched.
Oh my god!
He was also my first like kid, 6 year old like kiss on accident. Like,
you were eight,
like a little peck. No, when I was six, he was. I knew him, like, my whole life.
Oh, see, I thought you were still talking about, like, this movie.
No. I'm saying, like...
In general.
Yes. But gotcha. It was the same boy when we saw Ice Age. But he was also, when I was about 6 or 7 or something, my first, like, little kiss.
Wow.
I know.
My first kiss went a little like this. And twist.
I remember about him, he was very into dinosaurs. And he wanted to be a paleontologist.
Cool. Love that for him.
And we had a...
Do you think he read Jurassic Park?
Maybe. Honestly, he might have. But on career day, mm-hmm. or like we had it where you could dress up, like what you wanted to be, right? He showed up in a full dinosaur costume, like with the head.
And you know, back in the day, we didn't just have blow up costumes.
No. This was like, it was one of those kids costumes where it was like... His head was here, uh-huh. his face, and then there was a big old T-Rex head on his head.
Yeah.
And he showed up like that for career day. And they were like, so you want to be a dinosaur? And he was like, no, I want to be a paleontologist, but I thought this was pretty close.
I mean, that's cooler.
He was really a fun guy. He was very fun.
I hope he's doing well in life.
I hope he is too. The last one I'll say is Eight Crazy Nights. Hanukkah's
that,
coming up.
That, one of the songs from that movie is, like, big on TikTok right now.
Is it?
Yes.
I haven't been on TikTok. I'll have to see. Love that. Anything else for 2008? Do you have a, or 2000, Jesus, because Eight Crazy Nights. Anything else for 2002? Do you have tornadoes?
I can look up tornadoes. Yes. I can twist you up.
Twist me up, twist me out, and then we'll play our game.
What I like about you.
You!
I almost put 2008.
See, I'm sorry. Tell me about tornadoes quickly.
Okay, the biggest tornadoes were F4s.
Oh, okay.
But there are quite a few of them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Wow.
And one of them was in Maryland.
Shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
La Plata.
Okay.
La Plata, Maryland on April 28th of 2002.
Wow.
There were only 934 tornadoes in the U.S.
Okay.
$802.053 million in damage.
Yikes.
And 55 fatalities.
Wow.
Fatality.
Well, what a weather report.
Yeah, this is, if you can, all the killer tornadoes that touched down were in this general area.
Wow, that seems very on purpose.
Yeah, the tornadoes pick places on purpose.
Yeah.
Because they're like, fuck this state in particular.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with, like,
wind.
Land or wind or anything like that. Because, like, mountain ranges.
Raise your hand if you've been personally victimized by tornadoes.
I've been victimized because I haven't been in one. I'm going to have a pole in the ground, and I'm going to have a belt, and I'm going to be safe inside. I'm not going to try and kill myself in a tornado.
Sorry, I was dissociating. Let's play our game. How do you think about that?
Hey, thanks for listening to 30, Dirty, and Dying, the show for millennials by millennials. We get real about chronic illness, burnout, nostalgia, and why we aren't exactly thriving. If that sounds like you, join us every Thursday for new episodes. Now, back to the show.
All right, so we're going to play Guess Who, and we have an actual board game, and basically we're just going to each, you guys remember how it goes. Now, with the real game, it's all about appearance, like, do they have a hat on? We can do that, but I think we should also be able to use things about them that we know.
Yes.
Qualities, careers.
Yeah, I mean, I'm also going to do, like, male or female. Or
that too, yeah.
Like that. Yeah.
So we'll mix it up a little bit.
Yeah.
So these are pop culture figures, mostly real people.
Some characters.
Yep. So we're just gonna play it real. So if you hear some clicking and some clacking, that's because we have real board games.
So yeah, so we each have a character that is our person. Like, we are that person in this moment.
And then we go back and forth.
And then we go back and forth. I'm going to go ahead and say all of the characters that we're doing, so the listeners can have an idea of what could be potentially picked.
Okay, yeah, good call.
Okay, so we have Mr. Feeny, Missy Elliott, Shego, Flava Flav, Lance Bass, Billy Joe Armstrong, Josh Peck, Gwen Stefani, Justin Timberlake, Chad Michael Murray, Hilary Duff, Chad Kroger, Kelly Rowland, Eminem, Ashley Simpson, Paris Hilton, Lindsay Lohan, Nelly, Luda, Amanda Bynes, it's Britney, bitch, Christina Aguilera, Robert Pattinson, and Adam Brody.
Yep.
And I love the specific picture that you chose for Robert Pattinson.
Well, yeah, he's Edward Cullen.
Yeah.
The skin of a killer. I tried to use pictures of everyone that was from that time, from their heyday in the 2000s. So that was my goal. All right, I will pick someone that I'm pretty sure you will not pick.
Okay.
And then you
have I don't know what that even means, but continue.
Okay. So do you want to start or do you want me to?
I'll start. Are you a female?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Are you a male?
Yes.
Okay. We don't have the same person.
Well, this sucks, because my next question was to be, are you a singer? But they're pretty much all singers.
It is technically. A dude. It's a dude, right?
You yeah, I'm a dude. I'm a dude. He's a dude. She's a dude. And we're all dudes, yeah. Okay. Are you a real person?
Yes. Are you an actor?
Yes.
Okay.
I was like, wait, who am I?
Oh, wait. Can I show you a question a little bit?
Fine.
Are you primarily an actor?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
So then I'm going to ask you, are you primarily a singer?
No. Because a lot of these ladies and gents, they cross lines.
Wait, you said you're not primarily
no.
a singer.
No.
Well, but Britney Spears acted. But she's primarily a singer.
Yeah, I would not be like, well, crossroads.
But I also don't remember if Ashley Simpson acted. I don't think she did.
Not.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, we're getting down to it. You a comedian?
Yeah.
Are you Josh Peck?
I am Josh Peck! Yes!
Oprah!
Hug
me, brother!
Hug me, brother!
I'm not calling you a truther.
All right.
Okay. Did you do drugs?
Probably. I don't know if it was ever confirmed, but I believe so.
It wasn't confirmed?
Not that comes to mind.
Okay, are you Paris Hilton?
No.
Oh, these two have been confirmed drugs, and this person definitely hasn't.
Well, maybe I did.
Were you a teenage drama queen?
No.
Are you Hilary Duff?
No.
Are you Amanda Bynes?
Yes. Okay. I'm Amanda Bynes.
What do you mean? You don't think you did drugs?
I don't know if she did drugs. I know she had mental health problems, but I didn't know if she ever did actual drugs.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she actually did drugs.
See, I didn't know that. Lindsay Lohan got arrested for drugs. Like, yeah. I know that. I don't know that Amanda Bynes did.
I thought she did drugs.
Well, yeah, I was Amanda Bynes, so. Amanda
show.
Okay. All right. Okay, I've got my person.
I got my person.
Okay.
You go first.
I go first.
Yes.
Are you a man?
Yes.
Okay. I also have a man this time.
Sorry, okay, question, but I'll go ahead and take all the females down. Yep. Thank you.
Just so we're, you know, keep it rolling.
Keep rolling.
What?
Okay.
Go ahead and ask a question, since I took yours away, but...
Are you a singer? Primarily.
Not a singer.
Do you rap?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you rap?
No. Do you like clocks?
No. No more than the next fucking guy. Were you in a band?
No. These chicks don't even know the name of my band. Trying to think of specific things.
Yeah, me too.
But I also want to get, like, more than one. Were you bullied for being a rapper? Did you have to, like, go down the 8 Mile?
I don't think so. I'm not aware of any beef with this person. Are you an elderly gentleman?
Yes. Okay, do you, like, bandages?
I love band-aids.
Are you Nelly?
Absolutely. It's getting hot in here, so I will take off all my clothes, but not my Band-Aid. The fact that he didn't get a band deal with Band-Aid? Crazy. That was a good one.
That was a good one.
All right.
Okay.
I am ready when you are.
Me too.
Okay.
Are you female?
No. I'm gonna start a little different. Are you a musician, primarily?
No.
Okay.
Have you ever walked down, the Boulevard of Broken Dreams?
No. Okay. Definitely not.
See, like, I want to get more down, but, like, I want to ask those questions, yeah, you know?
I like the specifs.
Yeah.
Are you a drawing?
Am I a drawing?
Yeah.
One could say, perhaps. I don't know what the...
Are you an animated person?
Yes.
You're Shigo?
I'm Shigo.
Okay. What do you mean one could say, perhaps?
Well, animation, I don't know how they animate that. I don't know if they draw it first. It could just be all CGI.
Okay, well, I win. You're Shigo.
Fuck. Do you have the skin of a killer, Bella?
Absolutely not.
Fuck, okay. Do you have a pretty smile?
I mean, I it's fine, but I don't think it's
the okay, most so notable. You're not Chad Michael Murray. Got it.
Oh, okay, no, I'm not, but
it's not. Do you love yourself?
What the fuck could you be talking about?
I know someone that you, Clarissa, love. And I just want to know if you love.
Oh, as me.
Yeah. Does Clarissa love this person? Does Clarissa love you?
Clarissa has no strong feelings about this person.
Okay, so you're not Lance Bass.
Absolutely not, no.
And I don't think you're going to pick Feeny after I pick Feeny.
No. I'm going to try not to repeat.
Okay. Okay, well then you're not Nelly. And then you're not Josh Peck. Do I know who you are before this moment?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're not Adam Brody. do you like to drive cars fast? Would you say it's Fast and Furious, perhaps?
No.
Okay, so you're not Luda.
I'm over here like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, I don't know, he probably does, but what do you mean?
Do you like ramen noodles?
Not on my head.
Okay. Do you like pumpkins and New York City?
No. Me trying to weave together whatever the fuck is going on in your head right now. You're being too weird about this, but go ahead.
Okay, you're not Flavor Flav. Are you Chad Kroeger?
Yes.
Cool.
You're not going to even ask me if I like photographs?
Look at this graph!
Yeah. God, that was a long walk for a short drink of water, Courtney. Jesus Christ.
I just wanted to be specific, okay?
I could tell. All right. Okay, I have my person.
So do I.
Okay. I'll start. Yeah.
Were you on Disney Channel?
I don't know. please hold.
Okay.
I don't think so, but I don't want to say no. Yes.
You were. Okay.
Are you an actor?
No. I don't think at all, actually.
Wait, this Adam Brody's actor, right?
Yeah.
Would you consider Ludacris an actor? Because he's in Fast and Furious.
No, but I don't think this person has ever acted. Not that I know of.
Has never acted.
Not to my knowledge. It's not Ludacris, so.
Okay.
You can put Ludacris down. Sorry, Luda. They're certainly not primarily an actor.
Wait, what am I putting down? I've already forgot what I'm doing.
You asked me if they were an actor.
So they're not an actor.
They're not an actor. They're not primarily an actor. I don't think they ever acted.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Are you a man?
I already forget. Yes. Like, wait a second. Who am I?
Who am I?
You female.
I am.
Okay.
I know. Like, we're still going to ask those things, but I'm trying to, like, mix it up so that that's not always the first thing I say.
Yeah.
Were you in a band?
I should have picked someone I knew more about.
Jesus Christ, who did you pick?
You'll know soon. No.
I'm starting to think I might have put down the wrong people.
I just feel like he's the type of person that would do a lot of things.
Okay.
Do you like Excel worksheets?
What?
Do you like Excel worksheets?
Not particularly, no. I see what you did there. Are you Caucasian?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you sing pop music?
Sometimes.
So I'm not known for pop music?
I wouldn't say so.
Am I known for music?
Yes.
But not pop?
Not.
Are you Missy Elliott?
I am.
Woo!
Missy. Would you say that you were a teen heartthrob?
Yeah.
Are you Chad Michael Murray?
I am Chad Michael Murray.
All right. Missy and Chad Michael Murray. Super duper fly.
Yeah.
I
have my person.
Okay. I do too.
Cool. Are you female?
I am.
Kay.
Are you female?
I am. Are you animated? Well, no, you're not gonna do Shigo.
I'm not animated, Shigo. So no.
Okay, well, I just ruined it. I ruined it! Soiled it!
Soiled it! Were you ever on reality TV?
Yes.
Okay. Paris Hilton?
I am. That's hot.
I love it.
Okay. Do you have a famous sister?
I do.
Are you Ashley Simpson?
I am!
Woo!
On Monday, I am waiting.
On a Tuesday, I am...
fading.
On a Wednesday, I can't sleep.
Are you a musician, primarily?
Yes. Are you an actor, primarily?
No.
Not an actor, primarily?
No. I'll just say right now, not an actor at all.
Never an actor?
No.
Okay.
I would say if you don't know, you can leave it up, but like, if you know someone has acted, at least at all, you're not sure, you can keep it up. Okay. Are you a woman?
No. Are you female?
No. Is your genre of music rap?
No. Is your favorite color green?
Bitch, it might be.
Are you Billy Joe Armstrong?
Absolutely, I am.
Okay.
Are you?
I am!
Oh, look at us together on this boulevard of broken dreams. See, it happened and it was fine. We were the same person and it was great. We took very different approaches to get there.
We did.
Yes.
You're listening to 30, Dirty, and Dying. If you're in your late 20s and your early 30s and don't quite feel like an adult, but you certainly don't feel like a kid anymore, you may have found the right podcast. Every week, we wade through our own existential crisis and figure out what life is supposed to look like on this side of 30 and relive some of our favorite memories from years gone by. We'd love to have you along for the ride, so make sure you follow and find us on social media at 30 Dirty and Dying to keep up with what we're doing next.
I'm ready.
Am I going first?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, are you female?
No.
It's just easier to get rid of a bunch when I ask things like that.
Yeah. Are you an actor?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you a singer? Yeah. / rapper?
Yes. I'm a musician.
Musician.
Are you a woman?
No. Are you, or are you, a teen heartthrob?
I don't think so. No. Were you in Mean Girls?
No.
Bye, Lindsay. She doesn't even go here.
Do you like, I'm trying to be different. Were you on reality TV?
Not to my, I don't think so.
Were you on the hit Disney Channel show, Lizzie McGuire?
No. Didn't you ask if I was a man or a woman?
Yeah.
And I, when you said woman, I said no.
Fuck, I fucked up.
I was like, why are you asking me these things?
Start over. I misheard you. So you're a dude.
I'm a dude. Are you ludicrous?
No.
Luda! I can't not, you know?
Yeah, yeah, totally. Were you in a boy band?
No.
I know, I have to, like, redo some questions here, but...
Are you in a band?
No. Do you have the skin of a killer?
I do!
I love that I fucked up and I still got it. Robert Pattinson, baby!
Well, now I don't know who you are. Because Eminem's in D12.
Not right now.
But he was in a band.
You said, are you in a band?
Okay, are you Eminem?
Yes.
Okay.
We both fucked up on that one.
These chicks don't even know the name of my band. But they're all on me like they wanna hold hands.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you a dude?
No. Now, you have to put the dudes down.
I'm going to. Look, I fucked up one time. God. You know, we all make mistakes.
Wait a minute. I forgot who I was. No, I don't. I know who I am. I'm good.
Are you a dude?
No. I'm a lady.
Ladies. I'm putting dudes down, okay?
See, it's hard. Sometimes you...
So you're a lady.
I'm a lady, and you're a lady.
I'm a lady.
All right, we're good. Are you blonde in this photo?
Yes.
You are, okay.
Are you known for being an actress?
Yes. Are you a genie in a bottle, baby?
Yes.
Christina?
Yeah!
I love that I picked the most random shit.
I was gonna ask you if you like to get freaky.
No, not pretend. I don't think at all, really.
Okay. On Fridays?
No.
Okay. Did you start acting young? Very young?
Yeah, pretty young.
Okay, so are you Amanda Bynes?
No.
Oh. Are you Hillary Duff?
Absolutely, I am. Coming clean. Okay, I have my person.
Okay, so do I.
Okay. Are you a man?
Yes. Are you a man?
No. You are a man, right?
I am a man.
Okay. I'm confused. Are you a rapper?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you have blonde hair?
No. Were you ever in Fast and the Furious?
No.
Okay. Bye, Luda.
I'm gonna say this again. Do you like Excel worksheets?
I fucking love it.
Are you Kelly Rowland?
I absolutely am, yes. Were you ever on a VH1 reality show?
Yes.
Flava Flav.
Flava Flav.
Amaze.
I still can't get over my, do you like pumpkins in New York City?
Yeah, that took me a minute. I was like, wait a minute, what? I'm still kind of proud of my idea of the skin of a killer.
But I already asked you that when I asked if you were Robert Pattinson.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, I'm proud of both of us then.
I'm proud of both of us.
All right, I'm ready.
You know what I just realized?
What?
I said I was Christina Aguilera, but I was Gwen Stefani.
No, you were not.
Because when I was looking at the pictures, like, wait.
You were Christina Aguilera, because you said you were.
Because I said I was, but I wasn't. Okay.
All right, are you a woman?
No.
Okay.
Are you a woman?
I absolutely am.
Okay.
Girl power. You're a dude, right?
I'm a dude.
Are you blonde in this picture?
Kind of.
You think I don't remember where I put anybody?
I realized that you put them differently on yours,
yeah, I had
so that's
to,
why.
So it wouldn't match. Okay.
Are you wearing a hat?
No. Are you... Were you an actor primarily?
No. Were you an actor primarily?
No.
Were you an NSYNC?
Yes. Okay. I gotta come in clutch with this. Are you Gwen Stefani?
No.
Fuck!
Are you gay?
I'm not known to be gay.
Justin Timberlake?
Yes.
Is that you?
Yeah. It's gonna be May. Are you Christina Aguilera?
No.
Are you Britney Spears?
Absolutely, I am. It's Britney, bitch! All right, one more for all the marbles.
All the marbles.
The final round, you
it's
guys.
It's the final countdown.
Let's pick somebody good. Pick somebody good. let's see. All right, I believe I am all good to go.
Me too.
All right. Are you a musician? Primarily.
No.
Okay.
Are you an actor? Primarily.
No. No.
Never.
I mean, I don't know if I'd say never. I don't know, but not primarily. I can't think of anything.
Okay, so you are not primarily an actor.
No. I don't think I've... I can't think of anything I've acted in.
And you don't think reality TV is acting?
I do not, no.
Okay.
Are you a woman?
Yes. Are you a woman?
No. Have you ever been in a movie with Jamie Lee Curtis?
Yes.
Lindsay Lohan?
Yes!
Yes!
Are you Lance Bass?
I am. I had to be Lance at least once.
You had to be Lance at least once.
Oh, man. Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
I enjoyed playing Millennial-fied Guess Who with you. And we'll post pictures of these boards. And if you guys have an old Guess Who game down in the basement, you can do this too.
Or attic.
Wherever. Wherever you keep your board games. If you have Guess Who and you want to play this,
you can just print out pictures. You don't have to.
Literally what I
did. We can do Guess Who, like, Fruits Edition. We could just be fruits.
Yeah, we can play Guess Who again. We can play this again with the same one. I have different people that, because I printed out too many. So if you guys want us to do this again.
Yeah, I think having two not real people on here was more difficult.
Yeah, well, I know.
Yeah.
But Mr. Feeny is an icon.
He is.
And we've been talking about Shego a lot this season, so I felt like I just had to put her in there.
I agree.
But I have a whole bunch, so we could definitely play this again. If you guys liked it, just let us know, and we'll redo our boards, and we'll play Guess Who again. So, thanks for listening so much to this episode.
Yes, thank you so much.
All right, have a great day, guys. We love you.
Bye!
And I need you, and I miss you. And now I wonder if I could fall into the sky. Do you think time would pass us by?